The title of our Christmas message is The Gospel According to Santa Claus. Our Bible passage again is John 3:16-17. For God so loved the world, he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. For God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world might be saved through him. I hope that today's sermon title has already got you thinking. The Gospel According to Santa Claus, what could this be about? Well, first of all, let's talk just a little bit about Santa Claus. Although today he is a pretend person, he's based on a real person from long ago. Many, many hundreds of years ago, in a country called Turkey, there was a Christian pastor whose name was Nicholas. He was well known for taking care of poor people at Christmas. He made sure they had food and gifts. Not only was he a pastor, he was a bishop of the church, and he wore red bishop's robes. From this historic fact, developed the legend of a person dressed in a red costume. And then came the imaginary ideas of riding in a sleigh pulled by flying reindeer. And then came the idea of this man delivering presents to children all over the world. And there's a well-known song about this pretend Santa Claus that many people sing at Christmas time. Inside your worship folder, you will find the words of this song in English and in Chinese. I will not have Lily translate for me, but follow along as I sing these words. You better watch out. You better not cry. You better not pout, I'm telling you why. Santa Claus is coming to town. He's making a list, he's checking it twice. He's gonna find out who's naughty and nice. Santa Claus is coming to town. He sees you when you're sleeping. He knows when you're awake. He knows when you've been bad or good. So be good for goodness sake. You better watch out, you better not cry. You better not pout, I'm telling you why. Santa Claus is coming to town. Well, what would you say? By the way, I'll put a tip jar at the back of the church and you can put the money. What would you say is the basic difference between Jesus and Santa Claus? Well, first is the obvious. Santa is a pretend person, a fictional character. On the other hand, Jesus Christ is the single most important historical person who ever walked the face of this earth. But besides this is the big difference I want to talk about today. And here's where the sermon title comes in, The Gospel According to Santa Claus. This gospel, this message, this philosophy, it's what many people in our world practice today. And this way of thinking is destroying the real meaning of Christmas all over the world. Santa Claus, as the song says, keeps track of those who have been naughty and nice. And here is the so-called gospel according to Santa Claus. Be good and you'll get a reward. You must earn it. You must deserve it. If you mess up, if you fall, if you make mistakes, if you sin, you're out of luck with Santa Claus. What did the song say? You better watch out. You better not cry. You better be nice and not naughty. You better go to bed tonight and sleep. Santa knows when you've been bad or good, and he's coming to town. In summary, you better watch out, be afraid at all times, and have your life all straightened out. There's even an old Christmas tradition that demonstrates this gospel of Santa Claus. If you have not been good enough, Santa brings you a lump of dirty black coal. Val Hall, did you check your stocking this morning? Many people today celebrate Christmas according to Santa's gospel. Ask yourself, do I do this? We also keep track, don't we, of those who have been naughty and nice. Only those nice to us will get gifts from us. Santa's gospel overwhelms the world today. This holy time of Christmas is really about God's wonderful gift of His Son at Christmas. But Christmas has been changed into something much different. It's now about buying gifts to people who are nice to us, or for people we hope will give us a gift in return. Studies show that stores depend on this gospel according to Santa Claus. Research shows that many stores make 40% of their entire annual profit just at Christmas time. Most of us, if we're honest, have to admit we also give gifts like Santa gives gifts to people we like, to people we think have deserved it. When was the last time you did something nice at Christmas for someone you don't like or who does not like you? Who here gave a special Christmas gift to that person who has been criticizing you all year long? Who here has ever taken someone off their Christmas gift list or their Christmas card list because they did something you didn't like? This gospel according to Santa Claus demonstrates our sinful human nature. But praise the Lord, it is not God's nature. What is God's nature? What is the true gospel of Christmas? We read again from John chapter 3, verse 16 and 17. Here is the gospel of Christmas. For God so loved the world, He gave His only begotten Son, that whoever believes in Him should not perish, but have everlasting life. For God did not send His Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world might be saved through Him. Here we learn three simple but important truths. Number one, Christmas is about God's giving, not our giving. For God so loved the world, He gave. He gave His most precious gift, His Son, Jesus, our Savior. God gave this gift not just to people who are good. God gave this gift not just to people who love Him and obey Him. God gave this gift not just to people who never sin, who never fail, who never doubt, who never pout, who never cry. At Christmas we celebrate that Almighty God has given the gift of His Son to every sinner in the world, to you, to me. Truth number two. Christmas is about Christ. Look inside that manger at Bethlehem. What do you see when you look inside that manger of Bethlehem? You see God's most precious gift, the Christ child, the baby Jesus. He is God's unconditional, undeserved, you could never earn it, gift. He is the exact opposite of Santa's earned gifts or our deserved gifts. Look into that Bethlehem manger and you will see the gift of a Savior. You will see there the forgiveness of your sins. You will see there your way to heaven. And this brings us to the third truth. What gift that has ever been given can compare with God's gift at Christmas? Long after The clothes you receive at Christmas wear out or no longer fit you. Long after the toys you receive are broken or lost. Long after the Christmas decorations are taken down or thrown away, God's Christmas gift in Jesus remains. Jesus, God's Christmas gift, grew up from being a baby at the manger to the Savior on the cross. The Bible tells us that Jesus was God in human flesh. He lived a perfect, sinless life. And finally, the purpose He came was made clear. On the cross, He offered His sinless life for our sin-filled lives. He paid for our sins that we might live with Him forever in heaven. This is why God so loved the world, He gave His only begotten Son. On the cross, Jesus paid for all the sins of the world. That would be a big debt to pay. Can you imagine how enormous that debt would be? Just for a moment, imagine the charge card bill for every Christmas gift you have ever given. How much would that be? Then imagine that debt, that bill, for every man, every woman, every boy, every girl of the entire world for all time. How much would that be? The amount is mind-boggling. Now imagine you receive a letter in the mail, and it says the entire amount of the bill has been paid in full. Your bill, your debt, the debt of everyone in the world has been paid in full. The truth is, we have all built up a mountain of sin and debt to God. We are hopelessly late in our payment, and the interest on our debt has accrued. Many Bible passages talk about this. Just one will be enough for today. Romans 6:23 says this, "The wages of sin is death." What are wages? In daily life, wages are what we earn or deserve for the work that we do. And the Bible says the wages we earn because of our sin is God's judgment and eternal death. But all of our mountain and sin and debt has been paid for at the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ. The last thing Jesus cried out before He died was, "It is finished." That can also be translated, "paid in full." All of our sins have been paid for. All of our debt is finished. We are forgiven. And Jesus proved this when He rose from the grave on Easter morning. This was God's plan from the very beginning. This is the plan that He set in motion with that baby in the manger on that first Christmas. This today's sermon text from John 3:16 tells us again the reason the gift of Jesus was given, so that whoever believes in Him might not perish, but have everlasting life. We will end this sermon today where we began. We will again see the difference between Jesus and Santa Claus. Santa's gifts are only for people who better not pout, better not cry. His gifts are for people only who don't mess up, who don't fail, who have earned and deserved such gifts from others. But God's gift in Jesus Christ is for sinners, for those who fall, for those who fail, for those who sin and do not deserve His love. This pretend Santa is here once a year and then goes back to his so-called home at the North Pole. But the historically born, died, and risen Jesus Christ says to you and me, I am with you always, even to the end of all time. Today on this Christmas Day, we give thanks to Almighty God for his priceless gift at Christmas, the gift of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, Thandang Kwai La, blessed Christmas to you. Amen.